We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What say you? All right, Jeff, so we've had...
It was an eventful week. Now, 2 weeks ago was a depressing week. We're basically...
Almost everyone lost.
Yeah, and so last week we had some dramatic victories. We had Tennessee... Obviously, beating Auburn. So that was a huge opportunity.
Absolutely.
We had, who else got victories? We had Ole Miss with a huge comeback win.
Correct. Mississippi State was on the bye. So Mississippi State on the bye. They have a huge, huge game at LSU this weekend. Memphis, of course, fell in horrific fashion to UCF. Tennessee, of course, as you mentioned, beat Auburn on the plains over the weekend. Vanderbilt blew a 21-3 lead against Florida. Arkansas, of course, on the losing end of the Ole Miss dramatic 97-yard touchdown drive with about a minute left to play. And then Arkansas on Tuesday night of last week was absolutely demolished. I'm sorry, Arkansas State.
By the way, someone told me it was the first time they didn't score a touchdown in a Sun Belt game.
That would not stun me at all. I did not see the note, but that doesn't stun me.
They scored 9 points, I think, maybe.
Correct.
So that's it. You had victories from Tennessee and Ole Miss. You had crushing losses dispiriting losses by Memphis and Vanderbilt. You had Mississippi State on the bye, and then you had a throttling from Arkansas State. And so we have our TAMS rankings starting from the bottom. Who would that be, Jeffrey?
Starting from the bottom, staying at number 7, Arkansas State. The Red Wolves are 3-3. They have the 66th strength of schedule according to the Hester Power Rankings, which is a pretty solid strength of schedule basing. Essentially, they have been in all the formula, in all the rankings that we use for the formula, they're basically last in almost all of them, the exception, of course, being FPI from ESPN. They are 17.
Okay. Now, I find this, I think this is going to be a very interesting one. I think the rest of how you've decided to rank the rest is very interesting to me. I'm going to predict Arkansas here at 6.
Indeed. Arkansas does have the 16th strength of schedule, again, according to the Hester ranking system. In virtually every single poll they are, or every single ranking metric, they are 6th. Thus far, they are.
A sixth of a what? What are we talking about? Sixth?
Of the seven teams.
Okay.
Of these seven teams that we rank, the sixth team.
Okay. We can't reward them for choking away a loss to Ole Miss.
No, you blew a 17-point lead.
But now it gets interesting. I'm going to guess that you go 'Here's what I believe.
All right.
I believe Tennessee has had to have elevated itself. Ole Miss is already ahead of Memphis last. So it's either Memphis or Vanderbilt here. And I think you're going Vandy here.
I am going Vandy here. 3-4. They also blew a huge, I believe, 21-3 lead over the weekend. They blew an 18-point lead. And more importantly, they didn't even stay inside the number. They didn't even cover. They're a 3-4 team. Essentially, their best moment of the year is playing Notre Dame close while Notre Dame was playing their other quarterback.
That leaves Memphis at 4?
That leaves Memphis at 4. It's an interesting debate because if you had Memphis and Tennessee still playing on a neutral field, Memphis would still be, according to two guys in Vegas that I emailed.
Memphis would be favored over Tennessee on a neutral field.
By half a point. Now, obviously, betting could change it, but they were saying the opening line would be that.
So why then? Why not? Why not? What's the argument then for Tennessee over Memphis? Because obviously, they did something impressive.
Well, Tennessee has at least one win over a Power 5 team.
Yes, that's true. But yes, they have a win over a Power 5 team. They have the most impressive win.
And their strength of schedule is 34 compared to Memphis's at 113.
Okay. So Memphis is at 4. That leaves. So you're on Tennessee at 3?
Tennessee is the third team, according to the TAMS power ranking. Again, they picked up a huge win on the Plains. It'll be interesting.
What happens if Tennessee played Ole Miss right now? Neutral field.
Ole Miss would be favored by about 1.5.
Who would you take?
Probably Ole Miss, because I think they could get into a shootout and win. Ole Miss, I give Ole Miss credit. They've decided to become like a Big 12 team. Right. And it's not going to, you're not going to beat Alabama playing that. You're not going to beat LSU. You're not going to beat teams with physical defensive fronts. But when you are similar in talent.
They also lost a weapon, though.
They did lose a weapon. I do think, though, not that you can lose a guy that's going to probably play on Sundays for a fairly long time. If you're Ole Miss, you would rather someone get hurt at the receiver position probably than any other position.
Right. So Memphis is at 4, Tennessee's at 3, Ole Miss is at 2.
Correct.
Is that right?
Correct. Ole Miss at 2. The number 47 strength of schedule, that Texas Tech win, keeps looking better and better by the week.
Texas Tech beat TCU over the weekend.
They did on Thursday night last week. Yeah. That was a Thursday night game, and Texas Tech did it with defense. Go figure that. But when you look at it, when you're kind of separating these teams that are all, depending on the day, they all could probably beat each other. I have to give some credence to what have they done this season, and Ole Miss, of all these teams, still has the best win. Ole Miss's win over Texas Tech looks better currently than the win over for Tennessee over Auburn.
And doing nothing to change their position at number one, Mississippi State.
Every single metric, every single ranking system that tries to objectively rank teams still has Mississippi State as the number one of these seven.
There's
teams.
A pretty clear cliff. Mississippi State won. Boom. Then there's a division, right? And then it's Ole Miss, Tennessee, Memphis.
I'm starting to wonder because
maybe
we start.
Vandy, and then a line, and then Arkansas, and then a line, and then Arkansas State.
I think we'll start to see whether or not just how deep the gap is between Mississippi State and everyone else, because the truth is, much of the reason why we thought we had this gap is that all, you know, especially Ole Miss and Tennessee, they were playing, you know, Ole Miss played Alabama, they played LSU, Tennessee played Georgia, and Tennessee wasn't.
Right,
and West Virginia, also another solid team. They didn't look impressive. Whereas now, Mississippi State gets to go play
now
at LSU.
They get to play the gauntlet.
And they haven't played Alabama yet, so it'll be fascinating.
You think they could come back to the pack?
I think it's possible.
They could come back
to the pack. I still think they're the best team of these teams, but yes, I do think it's entirely possible, especially, I mean, Mississippi State's going to have to figure out, I think this is a very fascinating matchup for them on Saturday because
Can they run the ball? Like, Florida beat them by running the ball, right?
That's the question.
Florida beat them by running the ball. Can Mississippi State run the ball? Because they can't throw the ball, right?
Correct.
So how
does Mississippi State beat
Can they run the ball at LSU?
Correct. How does Mississippi State beat a team that wants to make them throw the football? That becomes the bigger question. Because the truth is, we thought Mississippi State's defense coming into this year was going to be elite. They've turned out to be good, but they certainly have not been anywhere near what we thought they were going to be coming into the year.
It is the number one scoring defense in the country, 12.7 points per game. That includes a 28-point showing against Kentucky. So it's still been pretty good.
They have weaknesses in that defense. They have defensive backs that are certainly susceptible. Their linebackers have been good.
Well, again,
they
haven't played elite. That's the other thing. They haven't played elite offenses. And they gave 28 points to Kentucky. Mississippi, Florida ran for 215 yards against LSU. Yards a carry.
Yes.
Can Mississippi State do that? If they can do that, they can win.
I think they can. The difference, though, is as many jokes as we like to make about Felipe Franks' ability to throw the football, Felipe Franks is still a better passer, statistically speaking, by almost every metric, than Nick Fitzgerald. Right. And Dan Mullen, I think, is better at putting his quarterbacks in positions for success right now than Joe Moorhead has shown, at least thus far.
All right. So there's your TAMS ranking, ladies and gentlemen. I have a separate college football question. Obviously, right at the end of our show yesterday, Nick Bosa announced that he was not coming back to play for Ohio State. His dad went on the radio in Columbus yesterday and said, listen, he wasn't going to be healthy until December. And so at that point, it didn't seem to make sense. Nick Bosa is going to be a top five pick. He'll probably be a top two pick in the NFL draft. I don't think any thinking person can have any problem with this at all. But he could have made a difference. I don't blame him at all. I would, if it was my son, I would have told him to do the same thing, right?
Yes.
Why come back, rehab yourself to come back to A, even if you can play in the playoffs. This is assuming the Ohio State makes the playoffs, right?
Correct.
If you can play in the playoffs, you're not going to be, you haven't played football in forever. You're not going to be 100%. And you could risk it re-injury, right? Why do that? Why just go ahead and train. Go make your money. Absolutely. Do not even think about coming back. That's what I would tell my son. But if Ohio State's in the playoff, this isn't just sitting out a meaningless bowl game.
Oh, no.
This is sitting out the college football playoffs. That's a different deal. Like, I do think there are players who would come back, don't you?
Oh, yes. I definitely think there are.
Would you?
I probably would not. If I were Nick Bosa, I probably not.
No, I would not.
No.
It's crazy. Plus, honestly, you don't really think you can beat Alabama anyway. You
know, I think that's a huge aspect.
I think that's a part of this. If you thought you could win a national championship, you might come back. I don't think you don't think you're going to win the national championship. Alabama's going to win the national championship. And, okay, let me ask you this.
All right. And also from an Ohio State perspective, when one of your recruiting pitches is we are the school that can get you to the NFL.
Right. He won't be criticized by Urban Meyer. Not a
0% chance.
If no one thinks this is going to be some quote unquote epidemic of college, I don't consider it an epidemic anyway, because I don't blame any college kid for doing this to go get their money. The coaches are getting their money. What would you think if Daryl Henderson right now decided, you know what? Well, let's say they lose to Missouri this week.
All right.
Okay. Let's say he runs for 175 yards against Missouri. So he's now proven he can do it against the Power 5 team, too. But they lose 52-28.
Okay.
Okay. And he runs for 225 yards.
Okay.
And then he says, you know what? I'm taking the rest of the year off. Would it hurt his draft stock?
It's a fascinating question because we've already seen that
He's a running back. You can blow out your knee.
Correct. But we've already seen sitting out bowl games does not affect your stock. Like Christian McCaffrey, we've seen lots of running backs
Christian
sit out.
Christian McCaffrey and Fournette. Fournette sent it out and they didn't hurt their draft stock
at all.
Did
not hurt their draft stock. It would be fascinating to see would it affect their draft stock.
And they just skipped the year.
Correct.
Or just bailed in the middle of the year.
Correct. My guess is no. It wouldn't, because at the end of the day, they're going to draft you based on your talent.
I don't think it would.
I think
you'd get a lot of criticism, and I think he can make All-American teams. I'm not at all suggesting this in the slightest.
Oh, no,
there are lots of things in front of him.
Correct.
He can prove him. Like, literally, he could be a first-team All-American.
Yes.
There's lots of stuff in front of him. I think he could probably even still get to New York. Unlikely, but he's on everybody's Heisman watch list now.
I think it would be unlikely for him to get to New York, given the fact that if you sit out,
not if you sit out. I mean, right now, if he keeps playing, things to play for, he can get to New York.
Oh yeah,
He has lots of things he can accomplish by playing.
Oh yeah, yes.
No, he couldn't get to New York.
If
he played, I'm saying by playing, he could be an All-American. He can get to New York. He can to keep playing, and he's going to keep putting up big numbers, and he should, whatever. But if he just decided not to, I couldn't blame him.
Absolutely not. No, I mean, there's...
And it is interesting to think, what would they... Oh, let's say Nick Bosa had decided before this year. Nick Bosa was going to be a top five pick. I'm just going to go work out. Hurt his draft stock? I think probably would have.
I think it would have, only because it hasn't been done before. But all it takes is one team just going, you know what? Okay, fine, we don't love that, but we completely understand it.
Right, and you're a monster.
Correct.
Like, yes. If you go then light it up at the combine, no one's going to give a flip. Right. No one's going
to
care.
Yeah, I just really don't like. You have to deal with probably some media and some online haters, if you will.
Right.
But in the end, I'm not sure it would really hurt that much.
No. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.